Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Experience the unconventional,
evening, boys.
The unpredictable,
what's happening?
And the completely unorthodox,
exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee, the late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
If I'm ever coming home.
Please don't go. Please don't go. Okay.
Oh, 03444991000 is the telephone number, dear listener. It's going to be one of those shows tonight. I've just got a feeling, guys. I've just got a feeling. This is the late night alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. You can call in about anything you want. Anything goes. Big, small, light, heavy, stupid, or clever. 0344 499 1000. 03444 499 1000. You'll speak to Catherine. She will take your name and number, and we'll give you a call back straight away. Here are the things I've got so far, and I don't know if we can make a radio show out of this. I don't know if the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things I've written down can be stretched out into 3 hours of broadcast phenomenon. Number one. Has anyone ever had a dog actually called Fido or Rover? It's the what we are led to believe as children are the most common of dogs' names. Yeah, I've never met a Fido. I've never met a Rover. Have you? 03444991000. Why have I written this down? All right, yeah. Since I discovered elasticated sheets about 5 years ago, why would anyone buy a sheet that isn't elasticated? It's not really much of a talking point, but there you go. Oh, you know the rectangular batteries, the 9-volt batteries, right? And we might need someone to try this out for us. You'd have to be over 18. You know when you lick the end of the 9-volt battery, you get like a little electric tingle on your tongue. Does that happen if you put it on your fanny? 03444991000. Flipping heck, man. We'll talk about you heard the story about the sonic weapon being used. Have you heard this? Oh, mate, it's a brilliant story. Somebody in an American embassy has got brain damage after they think a sonic weapon was used on them. I think it's in China. It's the second time it's happened. There was one in Cuba, the American embassy. Someone heard a strange noise and got brain damaged. Oh, big story. Big story. You won't hear that on the MM. That's the mainstream media, because mainstream is one word. You call it MSM, that's fake news. And Brainstorm and Green Needle. It's the new Laurel Yanny. 03444991000. Let's go to Dan. Good evening, Dan.
Good evening, Ian. How are we?
Dan, I'm tickety-boo this evening. Tickety-boo. What you got for us?
Ian, I listen to XTC like you told me.
Good boy, good boy.
Mate, I'm loving Making Plans for Nigel. It is a tune, man. I've been listening to it all day.
Okay, it's one of their weakest tunes, but okay, carry on.
Do you know what? Well, I think you know, I'm getting into them just slowly but surely. I thought, you know what? That was the first couple of, well, there's a few couple of songs that obviously came up first when I put them into Spotify. That came up. I was like, you know what? Why not give them a go? And they're actually pretty decent.
Well, here's what you need to listen to now. Go and listen to Senses Working Overtime.
All right, sensors working overtime.
Go and listen to it and give us a call back when you've heard it tonight, please, Dan.
Okay, what is it? So say again?
Senses Working Overtime by XTC.
Will do.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you very much indeed. And then when he's done that, when he's done Senses Working Overtime by XTC, then, dear listener, then I think he might be ready for this bad boy. Here we go. Are you ready? Let's do it. Oh, hang on a minute, I missed the thing. It was a long old intro. Let's go to the guy who said he'd never call me. Four times, I think he said that now. It's Wasim.
Hello?
Yes, Wasim.
Evening, Ian. I want to pick up from what I was saying the other day, but the mental health documentary, if you don't mind me, if I've got your permission to talk about it.
Talk about whatever you want. I find it hilarious that you keep saying you're never going to call me again, and then you do. And that's fine. And you need to recognise your attraction to me. But carry on, yes.
Yeah, you're a decent guy, man, you know. But, okay. I saw the documentary a few days ago on Channel 5, and I found it really interesting. I didn't think Trisha would be on there, of all people. But, I mean, I just found that I could resonate with quite a lot of what you're saying, not everything. And I think it was a really good documentary.
Thanks very much. I've not watched it.
Yeah, have you not watched it?
No.
Yeah, I mean, it's just there's one or two things you said there that I've been in a similar situation.
Yeah.
And, I don't want to talk about it because I don't think it's going to be right for me to mention that thing.
Well, hang on, but then you've... you phoned up to talk about something that you don't want to talk about.
No, I do want to talk about it. I just thought it might be awkward.
Why is it awkward? It's not awkward for me.
I feel a bit embarrassed, mate. That's what it is.
No need to feel embarrassed about mental health.
Yeah. I'm sorry, the reason I kept cutting you off the day was because of people were commenting on YouTube and I thought it would be weird.
Well, why do you care what people on YouTube think?
Saying things like, oh, you must have pictures of Ian on your wall.
Well, I suspect that you probably do. I've said a lot. Well, no, but you do seem...
Trust me, Ian, I'm not stalking.
You do seem a little obsessed.
I'm not obsessed. I find some elements of your show interesting.
Yeah, you like the show. Well, here's the thing.
Yeah, I do like the show.
Yeah, here's the thing then. Stop saying you're going to stop calling me because...
I said that before and I'm sorry about that.
You've said it like or four times and you also...
Yeah,
I'm
sorry about whatever happened.
You do send passive-aggressive emails. I don't think you know what manners are. Or what passive aggression is, because you do.
I do know what passive aggression means, but that was a response at the time.
No, you've done it about half a dozen times, man.
Yeah, I shouldn't have sent you emails, you're right.
You're absolutely beautiful. So stop sending me emails.
No, listen, I'm sorry if I've come across as rude. That's never been my intention. Okay. And I do apologise to you.
I accept your apology. You have come across as rude, and I accept your apology.
There's been a reason for that, Ian, but...
here we go. What's the many reasons, then?
I felt like you were rude to me in the past, and that's why I was rude back to you.
Isn't that funny? I accepted your apology, and you've instantly qualified the apology. Isn't that funny?
I'm not having a dig.
No, you are. You literally are. I've accepted your apology, and then you've had to qualify the apology.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
I accept your apology.
Thank you. It's very kind of you. I'm being serious. I'm not being patronising. Okay. I saw the documentary, and... a lot of the things, some of the things you're saying, when you're in a position where you thought, just say if I ended it all, what would happen? I've also found myself in a similar position, and I walked out of my job yesterday because I couldn't handle the job. It was a very mean sales environment.
So how did you walk out? Did you say to them up yours? Did you just leave? Did you not come back from lunch? What happened?
I've done that previously because I've bullied the job many years ago. But this time around, I was agonising. I wasn't a job for 7 weeks. It was a sales job. I'm not a salesperson. I find sales very mean. I find the people very ruthless, and I find it a very cruel sort of callous environment. And I've been agonising for 7 weeks, should I leave, should I stay? It got to a point where people will start arguing. I had an argumentative person working with me. I'm not very loud. And I just felt really uncomfortable. And it was, you know, driving to work, I didn't feel like basically going to work. I wanted to just keep driving. And I just told my manager, I'm really sorry, you know, I don't think it's for me. And he said to me, you can give it a chance. But I said, I can't do the sales thing because I think sales is very cruel, personally. And I think you really patronise customers and, you know, you don't tell them the whole truth and stuff. And I can't do it, you know. It's affecting my mental health, to be honest with you. I didn't say that to him, but...
Yeah. Well, good. Well, then it sounds like you've made the right decision.
I feel like a failure, to be honest with you.
I bet you do, but there's no reason to feel like a failure. If anything, you have proved by walking out of something that was making you ill, that's a very successful, positive thing to do.
It's happened to me before with Ollie, and then, you know, I've been ringing around agency, and one or two said to me, you know, you keep walking out of jobs, what's wrong with you? Why don't your jobs last? And people are having a go at me now.
Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to play something. I want you to tell me what word you hear, all right? It's not Laurel and Yanny, okay? This is better than... You know the Laurel and Yanny thing?
No, but if you play, I might...
Right, all right. So that's, this is better than Laurel and Yanny. Tell me what word you hear, right?
Okay.
Did you hear that?
No.
Okay, listen again. You're listening for the word brainstorm, okay? Listen for the word brainstorm. You ready? Here we go.
Okay, sure.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, it was like...
You heard brainstorm, yeah? Okay, I'm going to play you something else now. Now listen for the word green needle, okay?
Okay.
Green needles. I'm going to play you something different.
Sure. Yeah, I heard that.
You heard that? You heard green needle?
Yep.
Right, I'm going to play you the first one again. And you're listening for the word brainstorm, OK?
OK, no problems.
Did you hear brainstorm?
Yeah.
It's exactly the same clip. This is the nuts thing. This is the new Laurel and Yanny. It's exactly the same clip. And whichever word you think of, brainstorm or green... Honestly, this is nuts, Wasim. This blew my mind today. Both brainstorm and green needle are kind of being said at the same time. And whichever one you think of...
Yeah.
That's the one that you hear.
Yeah, it's a bit of a grey area, isn't it?
No, it's a head flip.
Yeah,
hey, Wasim, listen.
That's a polite way of saying it, yeah.
Thank you very much indeed. Thanks for calling, man. Ta-ta, 03444991000.
The late night lip service for lovers, loners and lounge lizards.
Yeah, well, where exactly is your accent from?
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Oh, I've forgotten your name already, excuse me.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000. You can listen on DAB or online, or of course you can watch the show. We're in darkness tonight. I'm feeling the need to create a vibe, so we're in darkness. You can watch the show by going to youtube.com/IanLee. IanLee. No Periscope tonight. And subscribe to the YouTube channel, because on Sunday, June the 3rd, sometime between 6 and 8... It's going to be about 7 till 7.45, I think. Catherine and I are doing a ridiculous experiment. We're going to try and live stream a TV show in front of an audience. We wanted to do it with three cameras. That turns out that's really, 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 really tricky to do on my little laptop. So it's going to have two cameras and some short films that people have made and have sent in. And there's going to be a live audience. And we've got a very, very special guest. Katie Puckrick is coming along. So if you subscribe to youtube.com/IanLee, you'll be able to watch that go out live. I'm going to say Sunday, June the 3rd at 7 p.m. Sometime between 7 and 8. But be prepared for it to not work as well. You know, just be prepared for that. But there are still, I think there are about 14 tickets left if you want to come down and watch the show live. The show's going to be between 6 and 8. So we'll do sort of like 45 minutes to start. We'll probably do a rabbit hole podcast, maybe with Katie to start with, which will not be part of the TV show. Then we'll have a break. Then we'll come back and we'll try and do this TV show with the clips and with Katie as a full-on guest and all of that. And as always, with all of these things, Catherine and I stick around at the end and hang around and take pictures and chat for a little bit and, you know, do stuff like that. So that's Sunday, June the 3rd, between 6 and 8. There's about 14 tickets left. If you go to ticketsource.co.uk, ticketsource.co.uk/Ian Ian-Lee, IAIN-LW, ticketsource.co.uk/Ian-Lee. You can get tickets there. Or if you go to ianlee.com and look for events. And we've also got shows coming up in Brighton and in Manchester. Those tickets are on sale. Tickets for Bath coming on sale soon. And we're really hoping that Glasgow and Edinburgh will be, I think, September the 2nd and 3rd. I think that's the Saturday and the Sunday. Sort of early evening shows, late afternoon, sort of 4 till 6, 5 till 7, something like that. We will be coming. We're just waiting for to get the date finalised, but we will be bringing the Rabbit Hole to Glasgow on the Saturday, the 2nd of September, and Edinburgh on Sunday, the 3rd of September. So that's actually happening. And on the Friday of September, we need to do the radio show from a listener's house. It's Edinburgh first, then Glasgow. Anyway, we'll sort it out nearer the time, but that's happening. 0344 499 1000. Top five weapons we've got are swords at 5, tanks at 4, Kalashnikovs at 3, normal bombs at 2, nuclear bombs at 1. Lots of people suggesting nunchuckers and flamethrowers on Twitter. It's a phone-in show, guys. It don't count if you tweet it. You've got to pick up the telephone. Just like Daniel did. Hi, Daniel.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel. Good morning, Vietnam.
Yeah, we are talking. Oh, yeah, that's a great movie, yeah.
Yeah, I've not seen that movie since I saw it at the pictures. And here's my confession about Good Morning Vietnam. I saw it at the pictures when it came out. I must have been 15, right? 6, 7, yeah, 1988, 89, right? And I came out, Daniel, saw it with some friends of mine who are cleverer than me. And I came out and I raved about that film. I said it was brilliant, said it was clever, genius, funny. Here's the thing. I didn't really like it. I didn't think it was funny. I found it boring and I didn't really get it. But I was saying, here's a phone in, I was saying I liked it because the people I was with said they liked it. 0344 499 1000. What have you said that you've liked just to be part of the in crowd? Call me now. Anyway, Daniel.
I liked, but there's also Platoon from Oliver Stone. And when it won the Oscar, yes, for best movie, I didn't watch it. Mm-hmm. But I watched it much later one day. And I thought it's also a great movie about Vietnam War and lots of grains, you know, in the movie.
You know where Platoon is filmed? Is it Platoon? Is Platoon? No,
I don't know.
No, I'm thinking of Hard Metal Jacket. Hard Metal Jacket. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, we are talking about sound technology, isn't it?
Yes. Hard Metal Jacket is filmed in South London. It's filmed.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
In South London, on an industrial estate in South London, because Stanley Kubrick, despite being an American, lived in Britain and he was terrified of flying, so he made most of his movies in Britain. I'm being called, yes. Sorry, Catherine's telling me it's called Hard Metal Full. Daniel.
Stanley Kubrick, it was interesting because he was one of the most famous guys in the film industry, but nobody would know him if you met him on the street.
No, he's dead now.
Yeah, he's dead now. And I think one of his last movies was Eyes Wide Shut with Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman.
I didn't see that. Was that any good? That's about swingers, isn't it?
Yeah, if you like to see crystal balls in a round table, it's good.
What did you say about balls in a round table?
If you like to see crystal balls in a round table, it's good.
Is that a euphemism? Crystal balls in a round table?
Yeah, if you watch the movie, there's a scene where they have kind of a dinner room, restaurant.
Yeah.
And all the round tables have a crystal ball in the middle.
Okay. It's not Tom Cruise's crystal balls going into a round. No, okay, fine.
Sound technology is interesting because now there are blinds, you know, the shutters of the windows.
Yes.
The shutters that can cancel noise. They block the noise from outside with the cancellation because sound waves, they are just perturbations in the matter. And so you do the opposite vibration, and you can cancel the sound.
Now,
do they, because
you're funny enough, you mentioned this, Daniel. We read a story about this in the papers about 3 weeks ago, that they'd made windows that you could have the window open even, but it would cancel any noise that was coming in by, I guess, putting the opposite frequency out.
Exactly, the opposite frequency, yes.
How do you know about this, Daniel? Are you an inventor?
I'm an inventor, definitely. Oh. But this is interesting. My uncle is a philosopher and a mathematician, and he used to say when I was a kid, when I was 5, 6 years old, he used to say, hey, why that? This window doesn't have a system that cancels the noise with this opposite vibration. And
I grew
up dreaming about these windows, and now they seem to be a reality. But there's another thing, which is like beaming sound.
Yeah.
So you can imagine you go to the headquarters of BBC.
Yeah.
You enter there and say, oh, really nice. Everything is modern. And then they can beam a sound directly into your head.
Wowzers.
And it's technology, so nobody knows that you are hearing this thing that they put into your head.
Yeah.
Because it's like a laser. It beams in this direction.
Oh, and no one else could hear it because it's directed straight at you.
Straight to you. Mm. And this is a technology that's known for a long time, for more than 20 years, by the military.
Wow.
By the military, it's a military technology, but it's real.
I should just say, Daniel, by the way, we were talking about the noise that makes you, excuse my language, we're talking about the noise that makes you shit yourself when you hear it. I've just been reminded, of course, that's weekdays between 6:30 and 10 right here on Talk Radio in the morning. That sound actually is broadcast for 3.5 hours every single morning. So we have our hands on that technology.
The greatest inventor is Thomas Edison and Tesla, because Tesla invented wireless electricity, you know, like electricity through the air, Wi-Fi electricity. And you can charge your phone and your car in the garage with the magnetic resonance, you know.
But didn't Tesla have all of his ideas like either stolen or bought and then locked up? But because it would have made the world a whole lot more efficient.
Some of his work was lost, you know. Lots of things that did burn down.
Yeah.
And was lost. It seems he could indeed have electricity pass through the air without any cable.
Yeah.
But this work of him was lost. So now we have to figure it out again.
Uh-oh. What's the best thing you've ever invented, Daniel? Jesse J?
That's good. But the best thing is a social network. Do you know what's my favorite social network? It's Reddit. But I invented a social network that works with a phone. You only need a phone and a phone number. You call the phone number, and you are in a conference call talking with random people. And this social network is like Facebook, but you only need a phone number. It's free. It's a landline number. So
does it work?
It works. You know, when you call 999... is police or ambulance or fire breaker. But if you call 345, you enter this social network. Everyone is talking in private rooms of up to 21 people.
Does this actually exist now?
If you call 345, it automatically puts you in this social network.
Right, hang on a minute. 345, I'm calling it.
Yes, but you have to say phone mobile.
Hang on. I'm calling 345.
Yes, but you have to say phone mobile.
What do you mean after?
Oh, no, sorry, no, it's not phone mobile. It's social mobile.
Social mobile.
No, social phone. Sorry, social phone.
Hang on a minute. So I just dial 345 and then say social phone.
Exactly, social
right.
phone.
I'm going to dial it now. Hang on, 345. Dial social phone.
Yes, you are now on. There are 20 people, up to 21 or 20. 22 is God.
I can't hear them.
No, 22 is God. It's 20 or 21 people.
Okay.
Social phone, you know.
I can't
you
hear them.
345. Even if you don't have reception, you call 345. It picks the network.
Okay.
It's a social network.
It's not. Okay. Okay. Well, I just tried it then and it didn't work. Maybe the line was down.
Maybe even if you don't have credit, it works. It's like Samaritan.
Are you sure it's actually set up? Because Kath, can you dial? Come on that microphone, Catherine, please.
Social. It's not social media. Social mobile.
Catherine, can you dial on your phone? Turn your mic up. Just have your microphone. Let's have this.
I have to go and get my phone because I'm a professional. Don't bring it in.
Oh, we've only got a minute till the news.
Hello, Catherine.
She's gone. She's gone.
Because one day our star, will be pulsing 345 because it's the Pythagoras theorem. 3, horizontal, 4, vertical, 5 is the hypotenuse.
You're a very clever man. And this is what I like
Thank
about
you.
This show, that we
because
attract
this,
intellectual
there's a physicist,
heavyweights.
There's a physicist. I think he's an Englishman. He's a physicist. His name is Dyson.
Yeah.
And he created one concept called the Dyson sphere.
Yeah.
That Hang says on. That one day we will be civilization number 3.
Yeah.
And then all the sun will be covered with solar panels and we'll be collecting the energy from the star.
Okay.
I say that the star will be pulsing 345. This is the
345. All right, Catherine's got a phone. Catherine, can you dial 345?
No.
3 horizontal. 4 vertical, the hypotenuse is 5.
5 is the hypotenuse.
So 3 squared plus 4 squared is 5.
So if you do 345, please.
I've done it, but it just keeps hanging up on me.
It doesn't.
Beep, beep,
are you sure it's actually set up to work, Daniel?
Even without reception, without good reception.
Because we've not been able
to. This is like 999. But you have to say social.
You've got
a social phone.
Say it as you're dialing it. Say social phone, Catherine.
As I'm dialing?
Yeah. Say
it's
it as
like Samaritan.
Social phone.
It's always 24 hours a day, 366
I'm sorry,
days
Daniel. Catherine's sending off really negative vibes about this. Do it properly, please.
Social phone. Call ended.
It doesn't seem to be connecting, Daniel. Maybe
it should work.
When you say you've invented it, did you just like, did you actually go and make it happen, or did you just...
No, the thing is, for the chat rooms on the phone to be random, you need to join people in round tables.
Round tables,
so
okay.
When you pick up the phone, he's already calling 345.
Brilliant. All right, Daniel, listen, thank you very much. You speak a lot of sense. Good to talk to you, man.
Okay, you too. Say hello to Catherine.
I will not do that. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. You can give us a call about anything you want. Let's go to Simon. Good evening, Simon.
Yeah, hi. Good evening, guys. Listen, I'm a little bit concerned about the lack of intensity when it comes down to scrutinising the media coverage of the situation with this.
Hang on a minute. Your whole first sentence has had a lot of words in it. I apologise for saying sentence. First sentence had a lot of words in that were completely superfluous.
So be it. So be it.
Oh, well, all right, Shakespeare.
That's a brilliance of the English language. Surely not.
You don't know how to use the English language because you've spoken for 2 minutes and you haven't said nothing. What have you called in for, Simon?
To talk to you.
Okay. Let's talk to the people then. But this time, try and say something.
Okay. I'm concerned about the UK mother jailed for forcing her daughter to marry Pakistan.
She forced her daughter to marry Pakistan?
In Pakistan, yes.
Okay.
And, of course, I appreciate the fact that the daughter was not mentioned in this, because, of course, she was a victim.
Yes.
However, the appropriate position being, why is it that the mother is not named?
Why do you want to know her name?
Well, everybody else gets named.
Well, no, not everybody else get names. Why do you want to know her name?
Personally, I don't care myself.
Well, but hang on, you phoned up a radio station to say that you've not heard her name and you want to hear her name.
If I get a parking ticket, I'm on the register. You know, if I get done for, you know, I don't know, drink driving or speeding or whatever, I'm named and shamed.
Right.
Now, this lady has actually forced a child into slavery.
Yeah, okay.
And she's not even named herself.
Can you work out?
Yeah, of course I can. I'm a very bright man.
You're not, because you've not... you've done. What was the question I just asked you? What was the question I just asked you?
Can I work out?
Yeah, well,
I work out. What way? What manifestation?
Well, exactly. You're not that bright. Will you shut up? Will you shut up and get some manners?
No, I'm going to answer your question.
No, you're not. I haven't asked the question yet.
Well, get on with it.
Well, if you stop interrupting me, then I will.
Yes, pot kettle black.
People who say that and don't say the full sentence are dickheads,
well,
as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you've asked me to ask you a question. No. I've asked the question. No. You're not even answering it.
No, I've not asked you to ask me a question. I was halfway through... Jesus. I was halfway...
Okay, Daddy. Ah.
Daddy?
Yes. Metaphorically.
Okay.
Daddy is.
Can you work out...
It's not cockroach orange, is it? Work it out.
Can you...
Why? Yeah, I'll wait.
Can you work out why the mother has not been named?
No. That's why I asked you the question in the first place.
Okay. Would you like... I thought you were a bright man.
I am, indeed.
Well, shall I?
I thought you were too, not just a rhetorical questionnaire.
I've not asked you a rhetorical question. I've asked you a question that wanted an answer.
All questions are rhetorical.
No, they're not. Only rhetorical ones are, you absolute prude.
Well, you asked me a rhetorical one.
I didn't ask you one.
Why has a woman not been... Listen.
I didn't ask you a rhetorical question.
If I'd sold my daughter off to somebody to be sold for marriage, okay, I'd be named because I'm an Englishman.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
Would you like... it's not a rhetorical question. The question I asked, which you don't remember because you're too pissed to remember...
I'm not too pissed. I take that back, young man.
What was the question that I asked him?
Well, why would she be named?
No, that wasn't the question
I
asked.
Would I be named?
That wasn't the question I asked. Try again. What was the question
I
asked?
Well, ask it again then, please, and make it a little bit more clear, and don't patronise.
You're too drunk to remember the question that I asked.
Just ask the question again and stop losing your...
Okay. I will, you silly old racist.
Right. Silly old racist? How dare you?
I will ask the question again.
I was going to ask you to actually take over the right stuff, but now, listening, how...
Would you like me to take over the offie? Now, here we go.
You can take over the high street, I don't mind.
Yeah, okay. Here's the question again. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Why do you think, and this question has an answer, it's not rhetorical, I want an answer. Why do you think they've not named her? The mother, that is.
For political correction.
Incorrect. Incorrect answer.
Well, what's the answer then?
God, you really are dumb. Okay, I'll tell you. Here's the reason.
Go on.
If they
sold a child,
they're protecting the child's identity, aren't they? Because they don't want people to know who the child is. Because that would be awful.
Bollocks! They all have the same name, and they do the same thing, and it's continuum.
Wow. Well, you really are no, Simon, shut up for a second, mate. You really are a horrible, nasty little racist pig.
What a twat you are!
I'm a twat, am I? They all have the same name. They all have the Simon. Simon.
You're an anal twat.
Okay, an anal. Gosh, apologies for the bad language, but Simon has no manners.
No apologies for your bad language. The last 6 months about up your bum all the time.
Simon, they all have the same name. What's the name?
I'm glad you don't say. Well, not all they have the same name. Listen,
you said they all have the same name.
Same point.
You said they all have the Simon. Simon, they can't hear you. They can't hear you because when I'm talking, they can't hear you. Okay, when I'm talking, they can't hear you. Okay, so just calm down. Apologies for the bad language there. Simon seems to be a little potty mouth. As we know, these racists. Their use of the English language and the vocabulary is very, very limited to insults and name-calling. So let's see. Simon's still going on. Simon, they can't hear you. I've taken you off the line. I'm prepared to bring you back, but you just got to play the game a bit.
Hi.
Here we go. He's still going. Still going. Let's wait for him to burn himself out. Let's try again. OK, Simon?
Yes, I'm here.
Right. So when you say they all have the same name, I'm assuming you mean Pakistanis. So if they all have the same name, then you know the mother's name.
Look, it's like called Mr. Jones and Mrs. Jones, all right? The whole point is this, OK? There's a whole...
She's not been named because she's Pakistani, according to you and your racist little thing. Here's the thing. Liz, here's the thing, racist. Listen to this. Here's the thing, you racist idiot. Listen to this. If they named the mother, if they named the mother, then everyone would be able to identify the daughter, you absolute cretin.
Nonsense.
Not nonsense, you thick
you
idiot.
Say Mr. Jones, I say Mrs. Jones, you say who?
You're a Simon, go away. Simon, go away. You're a horrible little racist. You're up. You're upset because. Here we go. Go on.
I'm just really annoyed about child slavery. You are obviously not. You don't care.
Oh, you're right, Simon. You're absolutely right. You've got me. I couldn't care less about child slavery. You've completely got me there, Simon. Well done. Thank you. You've outed me. I've got five of my own, five child slaves.
Well, but ding dong. Ding dong. So what?
Simon, sober up. Stop being such an arsehole and never phone my show again. Thanks very much. 03444991000. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.